Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman, and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly, and my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can change your mood in minutes, or in NLP, we call it changing our state. And this isn't some toxic positivity thing. It's not about trying to feel happy all the time. It's about using it in a pinch when you're about to go on stage for a public speaking gig or a job interview or about to sit an exam and you're in the wrong headspace trying to get into the right headspace. And it might sound like something that sounds too good to be true, but we actually do this all the time. The thing is, for you to have a feeling, you have to have a thought that precedes it. And a lot of the time, by recalling past negative events, we are putting ourselves into a negative state without realizing it. So this technique just teaches you how to do the opposite. It's basically reverse engineering something you already do, but using it to your advantage in those moments where you need to be your best. And it's a temporary fix, but it's an important fix you might need when you can't control the timing of your life. The first example that comes to mind is I remember I had to actually do a talk on Christmas, and we all know I'm a little bit of a Grinch when it comes to Christmas. And to be fair, I was actually going to get on stage and talk about why this pressure to be happy at Christmas is not always helpful. But it was a talk nevertheless. It was in front of an audience of 500 people, and I did need to be at my best, even if I wasn't going to be talking positively about Christmas. And on the way to the venue, my best friend of 7 years, who I'd lived with for 7 years, broke up with me in a text. And I was literally 10 seconds away from the venue, had bumped into my friend who was also doing a similar talk that day. And she just met me with like tears in my eyes, sobbing, and was like, I need to fix my headspace so I can get on stage and do my job right now. I'll feel all the feelings I have and process this and maybe return to the conversation afterwards. But right now, in this moment, I need to go be a professional and do what I said I was going to do and stick to my commitment. And I have a huge value around being reliable. So there was no point in my mind where I was like, I'm going to bail on this event, especially because I was already there. But it's in those moments that I use this technique. And I also use this technique, as I mentioned before every public speaking gig, before every live TV interview, and sometimes before every radio interview, but not usually radio. Radio is quite low risk for me, but I guess if I have an important one or like an important podcast recording, I'll use it. Basically, any moment where I need to feel my most confident, I actually don't use it when I'm feeling my worst or when I need to feel better. So it's actually not something I use because I need to fix anything. It's actually something I use to be my best. So it's not about using it because I've been sad and crying, but actually, even before my TED talk, I was feeling fine before my TED talk. I felt ready. I did it anyway, because it literally is a technique to put you in the best mood, best state, and your most confident version of yourself. So you can use this for any mood you want to elicit. And for a lot of the time, for me, it will be my most confident version of myself. But you can also use it for the most calm version of yourself, or you can do a combination. So for me, when I get on public speaking stage, because public speaking is a reflection of your own internal monologue, and there's also a belief that the audience is a reflection of your family dynamic as well. I also get into the mood of most confident, most calm, most in control, and most loved, so that when I get on stage, I feel like the audience wants me there, loves me, cares about me, and that really helps when it gets to the Q&A because I don't feel attacked. So shall we get into it? So how we start, we're going to use most confident first, is you ask yourself, when was a time in your life when you felt most confident? A memory for me that's coming up is obviously right before my TED talk, I felt really confident. So I'm going to do this along with you, and you might actually notice a change in my voice because it's inevitable that I will actually embody the memory that I am thinking about because your neurology is connected that way. So I want you to go back to that time in your life when you felt most confident. And now float into your body at the time. I want you to feel how you were feeling at the time. Where were you feeling it? What parts of your body were you feeling it? Were you feeling heavy? Were you feeling light? Really feel how you were feeling at the time. And next, I want you to notice how you were breathing. Were you breathing slowly, deeply? I want you to breathe how you were breathing at the time. I want you to notice what you were noticing at the time. What was around you? What were the sounds? I want you to notice how you were standing at the time. Maybe you were sitting. I want you to imitate the exact posture you had at the time, making sure you keep the breathing as you were breathing at the time, making sure you keep what you were thinking at the time, and think what you were thinking at the time, and notice how you were feeling in that moment. And then open your eyes and return back to the room, and you might notice that you might be feeling how you're feeling at the time. Now you can build on that. So great, we've got most confident. What else do you want to feel? And this can be anything. This could be energetic. This could be that you feel unstoppable. Whatever words come to mind, you do that. So let's do energetic. I want you to go back to a time when you felt so energetic, like you had all the energy in the world and that nothing could stop you. Go back to that time, feel it in your body, be in your body at the time and notice how you were feeling. Notice how you were breathing. Notice what you were noticing around you. And let that sink into your body right now, where you're feeling what you're feeling, you're breathing how you're breathing with all that energy pulsing through you. I want you to notice the parts of your body where this energy was surging, where you feel alive. And I want you to notice how you are sitting or standing. I want you to notice your posture at the time and do the exact same posture. And then open your eyes and come back to the room. Now we can also add calm. So you do the same thing. Go back to a time in your life when you felt most calm. For me, it was a time in Thailand when I was lying on a beach. I had nothing to worry about. I had no responsibilities. I was completely by myself and the peace and the calm. If I go back into my body, so go back into your body at that time, at that moment, and feel the calmness in your body. And now feel that calmness and what you were thinking in your mind. Maybe your mind was really quiet. Go back to how you're feeling and breathe how you're breathing. Notice what you were noticing. And stand or sit how you were sitting at the time or standing at the time. And when you fully feel all the feelings you were feeling at the time in your body, come back to the room. And now you've got all the states that you want in this moment to be able to go and do the best you can in whatever situation you're about to come into. These are just three examples, but you can use this with anything. It never gets old. You never have to use a different memory. You can use different memories. You can use newer memories. You can do older memories. Your body will always remember how you felt in that moment. And when you go back into that body, you actually feel how you're feeling at the time. And if you remember at the start, I said that we use this already. How many times have you been thinking about a time when you were rejected or sad or lonely and you were thinking of an old memory and then you felt exactly how you were feeling back then? We do it all the time when we feel sad. We think about things that make us sad and so we feel even more sad. So all we're doing is using something that our brain naturally already does, but using it in our future and using it to benefit us rather than work against us. Now, this isn't a thing that I use use when I feel sad. So it's not something I'm like, oh, I feel really sad right now. I don't want to be sad. This sadness is really uncomfortable. So let's just mask it by getting into a state that's really positive. That would be using it in a toxic positivity way. And it also wouldn't work because it essentially is still repressing your negative emotions. And you need to be able to feel all your emotions. As I said, this is something you can use when you need to be in the right frame of mind, when you're going into a high intensity or a high risk situation and you can feel in control. And I don't just use it for work situations. For example, I was about to see an ex-friend who I hadn't seen in years at a friend's event, at a mutual friend's event. So before I went in, I did, when was the time in my life where I felt most calm? I also did, when was a time in my life where I felt most steady, most at ease within myself? And the third one I did was, when was a time in my life where I felt invincible, where I felt really unaffected by my surroundings and by the people in my life?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And there was a point when I came out of life coaching where I literally felt like you could throw as much mud at me as you want. Life could put me through a ringer, and I just felt like I bounced back in a way that I had never bounced back before and just felt so unaffected by the small, unimportant things in life. And I also had a similar feeling when I came out of hospital and felt so euphoric about being out of hospital and having all that freedom that literally nothing could get me down. So I anchored those three emotions and was able to walk in a state where I felt most in control. And if you want an extra bonus thing, another thing I do is also I imagine myself walking out of the situation knowing it had gone the best it could have gone. So let's use the example of me about to go on TV, live TV. I imagine myself walking out of the studio knowing I had done the best TV interview I've ever done. And I feel that relief in my body. And again, you go into the moment, you imagine yourself walking out of that studio, breathing how you'd be breathing, thinking how you'd be thinking. What would you be saying to yourself? I'd probably be saying to myself, wow, that was incredible. Oh, I'm so glad that's over, but that was so much fun. Would I be feeling a sense of relief? Would I be feeling a sense of excitement? Thankfully, I've been on TV before. I know the euphoric feeling I get when I get off TV, and I can go back to a moment in my life where I felt that euphoria, and then I can imagine it in the future. Picture myself walking out, feeling confident, knowing how happy and relieved and excited I am, and being able to picture it fully as if it had gone perfectly to plan. And you can do that again with personal situations. So I could imagine myself walking out of that party, knowing I had been the best version of myself around that ex-friend, hadn't risen to any fights or arguments, and had walked out of there knowing I could be proud of the person I was within that room. How would I leave that party? What would I be thinking? I'd be thinking about what a great night I had and how that person didn't even come into my frame of mind. I'd be thinking about how I'm glad I said yes to the invite and didn't let that person attending be a problem. And I'd also probably be feeling a sense of relief that it went as I wanted it to, and that it didn't affect my evening as a whole. This is something I genuinely use in my life. It's actually something I attribute a lot of my success to, because I think the fact that I'm able to control my state when I need to is a really crucial part about performing when you want to perform. Whether it's your career, whether it's your personal life, whatever it is, being able to control your state is a really useful skill. And so I thought I'd share that with you, because I have no benefit in gatekeeping it. I hope you are able to use this in your own life. And if you are, come and let me know. Genuinely, I would be so excited to hear how you've used it. I have shared it on my Instagram a few times, and a few people have told me they've used it before a job interview, used it before exam. But this is a more in-depth approach, and you can do it alongside me. You can hear the change in my voice as I'm doing it, and I'm not doing it consciously. It's something that naturally happens to your physiology when you recall an event that had a positive feeling attached to it. And that kind of proves the point that it works. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this, and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We do fun things on there, like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I will speak to you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.